The takedown of Standard Oil bodes well for the rising guard of a new generation of businessmen. Most of all, Henry Ford. Ford awaits the future of his company after the powerful auto cartel Alum charged him with breaching their patent on the automobile and tried to shut him down. It's a potentially life-changing moment, not just for Ford, but for the future of every industry in the country. In a surprise decision, the court rules in favor of Henry Ford. Alum has no legal claim to the design of the car. Henry Ford is free to innovate without repercussion.
Well, guys, that was it. Let's go sell some cars,
huh? Ford's dream is made a reality. The car belongs to everyone.
Ford's success put him forward in American life as a new kind of businessman. But in crucial ways, unlike Rockefeller or Carnegie, he wasn't trying to gain a monopoly. He was trying to bring a product to the people. The American population ate this up, and they made Henry Ford a kind of folk hero.